Thanks much. Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Looking backward at Monday's market movement, a quieter day. So Christy Van Aan is looking ahead to next week's report.
Next week's crop report from USDA, I'm not sure what to really expect from that. Typically, the December crop report is a dud and they don't make any changes and wait till January. I don't know if this year is going to be different just because they didn't, I don't want to say they didn't prepare for November's, but you question the ability to have accuracy out of that report just because of what a tight turnaround that information gathering was to when they release the report. So you wonder about that. But overall, this week should be really quiet. I think the only things, you know, that you could possibly hear is maybe some information on a farmer payment from, you know, the government. There was some hints of that late last week. There's some rumblings of it happening at FSA, but no details out right now. Okay. And so, you know, that would be the only real big bit of information I would imagine. And I don't even know if that would really affect the market all that much.
Well, I guess
the thing to watch the closest is if you do issue that payment and farmers decide to sell on that. You usually get it taken away in price movement. So whatever you got in payment, you probably lost on your farm if you, like, let's say you didn't sell any grain to start off with and then got that payment and didn't sell any grain. Usually within 2 months, 3 months, you've given up all the money you've gotten out of those payments and decreased prices. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that, you know, you do have some responsible producers out there that take this money and say, hey, this can make me whole. I'm 30 cents under my break even, but applying this payment to it gets me to break even. I need to be doing something there. And it's kind of that selling pressure that amounts. And then you continue to see, you know, basis not narrow up because there's plenty of grain around to be sold. And so it's kind of that momentum that can really take away that payment. So it's important to utilize that money into a marketing strategy, not just take it and not do anything marketing wise.
Right.
You know, this is kind of a snowball effect that this keeps rent prices high. This keeps machinery high because there is cash flowing. It really helps a lot of producers, but it nothing comes for free. And the opposite of this, when you see the non-free part of this payment, is that it does keep inputs a little bit higher for a couple of years to come.
And regarding a potential trade deal with China,
you know, we just need to see those actual sales to, you know, we're not seeing anything too huge. You know, there could be some small sales here and there, but, you know, the big ones that get reported, we're only like 18%, 20% of that 12 million metric ton, you know, commitment that we talked about for this year. So we'd like to see some bigger purchases and really see that start to flow. I think one concerning thing for me is looking at the charts right now. If we breach this kind of level that we're at right now, it does not look pretty on the charts, and sometimes technicals can take over. So I'm watching that pretty closely because I think that could move the market. The 200-day moving averages continue to be kind of a struggle fest for corn, and we can't get through that. So I don't like the way charts are starting to look if we continue to bleed a little bit lower.
Van Aan and Company's Christy Van Aan. On AgriTalk later Monday afternoon, Jack Scoville of the Price Futures Group.
China not doing any additional buying and not showing up on the export inspections, which are still old news, but well, actually not the export inspections, but the export inspections are up to date, but not showing any of the Chinese demand that's been reported flowing anywhere. So I think that was pretty disappointing for the soybeans.
Yeah.
And the world wheat prices continue to be under pressure. That's keeping wheat markets lower and corn really just kind of following along with the beans and wheat. Even though the demand's been good, there's a lot of talk that demand's going to start weakening up here in the near term.
Yeah.
And that's making corn not really respond to good demand.
Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.
We were a little bit softer, you know, lost a little bit of ground here today. But, you know, we had an export sale come out. This was for the week of, I think, October 23rd, where these numbers came from. Then and we also had export inspection numbers come out. So that was the two big things that came out to give the market some direction. But both were good as far as the numbers are concerned, but we had no flash sale. And I think that kind of put some pressure in on the market as everybody is looking forward or hoping that we see China show up a little bit more frequent this week than what we have seen. We do not know. I mean, right now they're still saying within a week or two they will come with a big announcement on, you know, what the aid package is going to be, what China's going to do, and how much they're going to buy. So we're still kind of sitting on pins and needles to see what it actually is in the trade agreement, if there is a trade agreement.
And that's a look at Monday's market activity. Now let's check the weather forecast for the week ahead on Inside Agriculture.